Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
You know what I think we should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on FreedomizerRadio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
We'll be right back. Again, everyone, welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us as usual on Wednesdays. And if you out there in Radio Land have things you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Joanne,
hey,
welcome
everybody.
In.
Hello, Proof. Hello, everybody. Hello, Freedomizers. Boy, it's great to be on air again.
Yeah, last Wednesday was neither of our faults. We literally were sitting here trying to dial in, and the phone just was not accepting. But that was our radio host, the whole for everybody, not just us.
Yeah, all the shows. And then it happened again Thursday, too, when we tried to reschedule.
Right.
So, anyhow, boy, a lot has happened since we spoke last. We had a whole eclipse, and we're all here to talk about it. Boy, there was some wild stuff going on air, you know, on the social medias and stuff. Everybody was all freaking out about this eclipse, but it went by peacefully. You know, but a couple of people.
For some reason, I thought something might happen, but I thought maybe there might be another. Well, let's put it this way: that there was another ship that had some issues in New York City, but it didn't hit
right.
anything.
Yeah, they pulled in three more tugs to make it stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so three tugs wasn't enough.
I'm wondering if that was the false flag that was trying to be executed, but it didn't work.
Yeah, something interrupted it. Because all of a sudden, three more tugs showed up. And now they had six tugs on that ship. When it would usually require three, so... They struggled to put it back. They lied about the other conditions in Baltimore, too. They said, that the water was rough and pulling the ship. It really wasn't rough. It wasn't any more rough than any other day.
Right.
So there's still a lot we haven't learned about what happened in Baltimore. But in New York, that one was either stopped in the nick of time or recovered in the nick of time. But I think that was intended to really do some damage. They had the 10 states declared a state of emergency along the path of that, of peak, you know, of totality, they called it. Anyhow,
yeah.
You know, that kind of rattled everybody, too. What do you need the National Guard for a eclipse? You know, cops can handle traffic. They do it all the time. state police can handle traffic. You don't need
to. And that's what led everybody to believe that they were expecting something to take place. Because it was, they were almost setting it up. And I don't know what happened, but it just sounded like something was about to be planned and we were all waiting for it.
And, you know, who knows? It may have been. And maybe some good guys interrupted it because, you know, the tension was in the air. You could feel it. Everybody was all freaking out about it. I wasn't freaking out. I got kind of spiritual and just said, you know, well, something's going to happen. It'll happen. Nothing I can do about it. But, you know, we got the FBI flipping out on us, telling us, oh, this gun, it's imminent. They're still saying that a massive attack is imminent. And they're saying avoid large gatherings, things like that. Did you see the Indianapolis Speedway for that eclipse? They were packed to the rafters. They were having a huge party. I was really concerned about that. You know, I'm sure they have security at the Speedway, but going to and from the event. But that place was packed to the rafters. And they had music, dancing, entertainment, all kinds of stuff, food. So they were having quite an eclipse party there. But that whole path, everybody was having eclipse parties. As a matter of fact, it was like a ghost town here. You know, all these kids down for spring break or, you know, the people that are retired and just come down here for, you know, 6 months at a time. They come down with snowbirds and stuff. Got nothing else to do. Get on I-75 and don't stop till you get to Kentucky. They even had buses leaving from here. They stopped in Valdosta, Georgia, and spent the night, and the next morning drove up to Kentucky, and then drove back after the eclipse to Valdosta, and then now they're all arriving back in Port Charlotte, you know, now. So, yeah, it's, a lot of people went to see that, and it was history. It was pretty cool. We had about 50% coverage here where I am in Southwest Florida, but the further north you went, the better the coverage, so... You know, just go up I-75 and it ran over you. But it was pretty cool. And I loved looking at all the pictures. And what happened with CERN? They were supposed to start that up and that never happened. So, I don't know what happened with that, but they didn't get that Hadron Collider running. I'm okay with it, too. Remember that story that came out the last time that the Hadron Collider, they tried to light it up, and they found crumbs in the mechanisms, and they couldn't fire it up? Yeah, there was a story that there was crumbs in the Hadron Collider. Look it up. It's, you know, just look up crumbs, Hadron Collider. But there was another story, and it was in a lot of the papers. They said that there was this guy found on the grounds of CERN, and he was dressed in like an old shabby tweed jacket, the kind with the patches on the elbows. They said he looked like an ancient professor from, you know, some dusty old college, and he was scouring the dumpster looking for Mountain Dew. And they asked him what he wanted Mountain Dew for, and he said for his time machine. So they said, oh, this guy's a kook. He said, no, I'm not a kook. He said, I really do have a time machine, and I'm the one that put the crumbs in the Hadron Collider. And at that point, they didn't even know what the problem was with the Hadron Collider. All they knew is they couldn't fire it up. They weren't releasing the information on why. So anyhow, they put this guy in a nut house, a locked unit. Mm-hmm. And they gave him Mountain Dew, by the way. They just figured, you know, what's going to hurt? Give the guy a can of Mountain Dew. It's going to calm him down. Give it to him. When they went back to look for him in his room, they went back to get him in that locked cell. He was gone. So that story just died. But I found that so intriguing, and I remember it to this day. I remember every word. But that was pretty cool. You know, who knows? It might have been folklore. But I read that story. I think I read it on air, as a matter of fact. And as it turned out, there really was crumbs in the Hadron Collider. I don't know why they couldn't light it up this time, but something happened. Maybe that guy came back.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah. Well, that's a cool story, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I fully believe it, but I don't know that I don't either. It's just something to consider down the road. You never know. So, anyhow, did you see that the House did vote to stop the reauthorization of FISA? Was that Chapter 702 or something? But they said it's dead. It's not dead. That Mike Johnson come out and said, well, we're going to have to find another way to do it. But they're blaming Trump, of course, because Trump said, remember that, you know, they used the FISA against me, and they're using it against just, you know, other citizens, and it's not supposed to be used against citizens, and it's warrantless surveillance. And you know that even Congress wrote in there, they gave themselves a carve-out in that reauthorization. Thomas Massey posted, he says, Congress gives itself a carve-out in the reauthorization of FISA 702, warrantless spying on Americans. He says the bill requires the FBI to notify and seek consent from Congress before violating the privacy of congressmen. So this, they were trying to persuade members of Congress to vote yes for this bill. So, yeah, vote yes, and you'll never be subjected to it. Never, ever, ever trust anybody who makes rules for other people but exempt themselves.
Yeah, you know, like it's a bad rule, right?
Yeah, exactly. Congress exempted themselves and their staff from being forced into Obamacare. They exempted themselves and their staff from mandated vaccines, too. Everybody else, all the rest of the federal government was mandated. The military was mandated. Mm-hmm. Pilots were mandated, but not Congress and not the congressional staff. A lot of them got the vaccine, but they didn't have to.
Yeah.
Rand Paul said that 19 Republicans stood strong to defeat the FISA bill. So, you know, they wouldn't agree to any real reform. And no secret court should be allowed to spy on Americans, he says. So it was Burchett.
I can't believe how many people think that's okay, though, to vote yes on that.
No, it's not okay. And you're right. Only 19 people? 19 people voted against it. All the Democrats think it's okay to warrantless spy on Americans. They wouldn't even agree to making sure that it wasn't used against Americans.
Yeah.
So the hell with you. Get a warrant. You don't, and these judges that agreed to rubber stamp it, they weren't even reading the papers. They weren't even asking questions. You know, Comey shows up with a request for a warrant, for a FISA warrant, and he gets it. Judge didn't even look at the paperwork, some of them. So, I mean, that's too much trust. These DOJ know that they can just walk in, FBI knows they can just walk into a courthouse and have a judge sign off on a FISA, warrantless spying, so they can bypass regular courts.
With
regular...
Merrick Garland running it, yeah, it can happen. You're a political enemy.
Yeah, you don't have to show any evidence, you don't have to give any kind of testimony, you don't have to show just cause for to be authorized.
Yeah, but the same thing is happening in Brazil, so it's like the powers that be are testing it in Brazil so they can bring it here.
Yeah. Yeah, everything that's going on here is going on in other places, too. And they did it with that Bolsonaro. That's where it started in Brazil.
Yeah.
And now they got this other guy. Boy, he's a creepy-looking dude, too. He looks like a space alien. You see the size of his head?
Right, it's just weird that Bolsonaro won, 11 of 12 districts down there, but Lula won because one district beats all the other 11?
Right. Yeah. It's like saying Trump won all the rural states, but he took Atlanta and New York City, so, you know, Biden wins because he took Atlanta and New York City. No. You know that was fishy as hell, and you know it was Dominion voting machines that they were using, too.
Of course.
However, now this guy, he's in a big brawl with Elon Musk.
Absolutely.
He told Elon Musk to shut down different people's Twitter accounts and not
right.
to let certain words on it. And Elon Musk had all his lawyers going over the Brazilian Constitution. And then he said, no, I'm not shutting them down because I would be violating the law by doing that.
Right.
So Lula is furious at him. And now one of them is inviting him over to Brazil to testify before their Congress. So I wrote to Elon Musk. I said, Elon, do it by video chat. Don't go there in case it's a setup.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't just show up in Brazil because you may not leave Brazil.
Oh, I think they would arrest him more than they would execute him. I
sure,
think
they did to look what they did to poor Julian Assange.
Oh, I know that. That's what I'm saying. They would do that to Elon Musk for no reason at all.
Well, yeah. You know, they tried to go after him with Twitter, and he fought them and won. Tried to go
yeah.
after him with all kinds of lawfare, and he keeps fighting them and winning. And the more they go after him, the more money he makes. Twitter is the number one social media site right now in the world.
Hmm.
And that didn't happen by accident, but it did happen almost overnight.
Well,
it was lagging.
I don't know.
It was dying.
I'm going to have to, I kind of believe you, Joanne, but I think TikTok has more of an audience.
TikTok is up there in the running, but Twitter overtook them.
Okay. Because I know
no,
in the last
people...
3 years, TikTok has had the TikTok is the number one website in the United States. 2024 could be different, for all I know. I just know
yeah.
that 21, 2, and 3, TikTok beats everything, even Google.
Yeah, TikTok is a hot item. I believe it. But you know, I read that Twitter overtook them. So you know, maybe not even by much, but right now Twitter's number one.
Yeah,
and that could change. But after Elon Musk took it over, people just started going back on it. And when they found out that their accounts were unlocked, I'm over there now a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of the old people that I used to talk to are back now talking.
I don't use X all that much, but whenever I read articles, if there's a share to Twitter, I'll send it to our Twitter page.
Oh, good.
So I try to post so people know we exist, but I'm not actively using it.
Yeah, I'm really active on Twitter. I interact with a lot of people. I say, yeah, I got a big following. I got over 10,000 followers.
Okay.
And I think I'm following about 8,000. So, yeah. And I retweet a lot of people's information, you know, a lot of the bigger people, too, like Lara Logan and Laura Luma, Wendy Patterson, Cat Turd, of course, got to retweet Cat Turd. Phil Holloway, he puts out some good information. Of course, John Solomon, he's amazing. Schellenberger, there's a guy, Colin Rugg, R-U-G-G. He posts some really good information. And then, of course, you got the guys like Victor David Hansen, and he puts out long stories. You know, and then there's a user array of, you know, just breaking information like Viral New York and Leading Report, those type of sites. I follow all of them.
Hey, if you ever get to talk to somebody that I don't have access to, if you want to bring somebody on as a Wednesday guest, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Just tell
yeah,
me ahead of time in case I have something planned.
Sure, I like guests. I got a lot of Twitter followers over there, Sassafras, and you know, just and I'm over at Truth Social too. I go on Rumble once in a while.
Well, I know you go on Rumble once a week because I kind of force you over there.
Yeah, but I do go on there once in a while. Anyhow, you know, just to see what's going on. I like the fast pace of Twitter, though. I like being able to refresh the page, and there's a whole new bunch of stuff. You know, it's not all, and you, when you're talking to people, you don't have to wait for them to respond. It's like bang, bang, bang.
Right.
It's like instant messaging almost. So it's pretty good. I follow General Flynn, and Cash Patel, Papadopoulos, all of them.
You follow George Papadopoulos?
Yes. And
oh,
I follow
I
all the frogs.
I thought he was part of the other side. I didn't know.
No. Not Stephanopoulos. Papadopoulos.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, got it. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. But Papadopoulos is the young guy who was working for Trump, and they set him up. You know, they planted information. They talked to him. They said something, or they come up to him with a perchance meeting and, you know, sat down and talked to him and then manipulated his words. He ended up going to jail. He was working for Trump. But it ended up being all lies.
I'm sure you saw that issue where on a hot mic, the CIA guy bragged about how he bankrupted Alex Jones with dumb stuff.
Yes.
And so Alex is suing now.
Good. Good, he should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy works for the CIA or FBI or something, and he was saying how they entrap people, and it's not really entrapment. We just get real close, and then we nudge them. Nudge, that was Cass Sunstein's word, remember?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and his wife there, Samantha Power, she's the one giving money to Hamas through USAID. That just got blown out of the water today, too. Yeah, now there's another one that O'Keefe did release today, about 4:30.
Oh, I didn't see
with,
it.
Oh, yeah. I think I sent it to you. One of his reporters went out with a guy who is a speechwriter for Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
And he was saying how Trump was telling the Federal Reserve to lower the interest rate, but the guy was raising it on purpose. Even the Federal Reserve was trying to get Trump out of there. Imagine that? The Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
They're just a bank. There's nothing federal about them.
Exactly. So that they don't have to respond to Trump, and they know that.
Yeah, but they have no business trying to harm him either.
Right, and they're going to harm millions of people because they don't like the president.
Right. Yeah, that's like Bank of America doesn't like you, so that they're gonna give you a hard time. And go against you and use your money against you and try to put you in jail.
And then harm millions. Yeah, they're going to raise my interest rate and they're going to raise everybody else's this way. They could say in court that they don't side with favorites.
Right. Right. Well, the Federal Reserve is no more important than Bank of America.
Yes.
You know, 1913, Roosevelt signed the Federal Reserve Act. That was just making them our bank. Because we used to hold our money in Fort Knox and we used to deal with all the smaller banks. So they decided to consolidate it and put our money printing under the umbrella of one bank. That was a big mistake, too. They should have left it alone and let the little banks handle it. We should have accounts all over the country. If one bank fails, it's still, you know, you got the rest of them.
Yeah.
But the Federal Reserve is all powerful now, and they create monetary policy and interest rates and print money. They're our bank. We put our money in their bank account. Then they loan it back to us and collect interest on it. And then they loan us more money and more money and more money, knowing we can't afford it. So, you know, what are we using for collateral?
Debt.
Yeah, debt. They're buying and selling your labor. When you're born, they estimate what you're going to be worth, how long you're going to work, how much money you'll make, and as you get older and you pick your career and you start giving taxes, you're worth even more. You know, if they figure you're going to make $60,000 a year, but you end up making $400,000 a year, you're even easier to buy and sell. So, you know, we can get money from the Federal Reserve because you got this many people and they're all this age and they're all working and this is how much money they're going to make. So that's where the futures come in. They know they're going to have future money. So the Federal Reserve will loan us money on other people's, on Americans' future labor and what they'll be able to be taxed and how they're going to pay it back to the Federal Reserve. But we don't even owe it to the Federal Reserve. It was our money to start with.
Let me just mention this too, Joanne. I'm pretty offended by the fact that we're borrowing money from China so that we can give it to the Ukraine. And then we have to pay back
China.
Borrowing
money from China to give it to China.
Exactly. That too.
Yeah.
They figure the U.S. taxpayer is good for it, where we're just a bunch of saps.
Right. And the more people they bring into this country, the more labor they have to buy and sell. That's why another reason why they're bringing in the illegals, the more people they can trade. Can trade on their labor. We literally are slaves. Or at least that's the way they see us as to be. And slavery, they expanded it to include everyone. We're slaves to the government and to the Federal Reserve and to other governments, too. All these governments are buying and selling and trading us like baseball cards.
Yeah.
You know, they place a value on you, and then they buy and sell that value. Or like bundling loans. You know, all those bad loans, they just bundled them, and other people, loan companies, bought them. And if they got a 30% return, you know, 30% of the people paid the loans that they bought. The other 70%, they can write them off because not only do they get a rebate, but they only paid pennies on the dollar to buy the loans to start with. That's how Countrywide got in trouble.
Well, and there's companies like there's a big one called Sherman that they buy debt that's over 7 years old that's not on credit reports because it's so old. So
yeah,
you can buy. They might have like 10,000 accounts that are the debts are anywhere from 10 to 49,000, so 10 to under 50,000, and you might pay 3 cents a loan for it.
Right.
Just I'm not saying that's the going rate. I'm just giving an example. So
yeah. So if they
get you, say you owe 20,000, and you get some sucker on the phone that says I'll give you $500. Well, guess what? If you put $500 back into your $20,000 debt, that goes back on your credit report.
Right. It reactivates it.
Yes. It's called re-aging.
Yeah. So it becomes active again. Yep.
Yeah.
And now it's a new debt.
Right.
So they can come after you for 7 more years.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, they can pull interest and stuff. It's worth it, you know, to buy those loans for the companies that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them they're never going to see, but the ones that they do will more than make up for the ones that
they write
off. All
they need to do is collect on 3 to 5%, including the staff that they hire to make the phone calls, and they'll make their money back.
Oh yeah, sure they will, and that's how they do it. It's just a big cycle scam.
Yeah. Yeah, so they might have, they might buy, say, $1 million worth of debt for $1,000. And if they can get two suckers to pay $500 towards their debts, that pays for the loans. And anything else is they're gaining money on, minus the cost of the staff and an office building.
Yeah, and you don't even need an office building if you can get them to work from home.
Right, exactly.
which is why we have a huge problem. We called this over a year ago about the retail property, the commercial properties.
Yes.
Right after COVID, or during COVID, actually, all these businesses were finding out that they did not need those huge office buildings with, you know, like rent the whole floor of a tower to put their staff in when the staff can do it from home. So now they don't have to put out the money for rent for those buildings. And that's why there's so many office buildings in every big city. The commercial real estate is collapsing.
You don't know how bad, Joanne. I would love to have a small office, though, for Barefoot is Legal. That's still a goal of mine because it's one of the few industries where I want our sponsors to come in and see people working. But we're not there yet. And it'd be worth it to pay the 40 cents a square foot now, because stuff that was $2 a square foot, they can't even give away for 50 cents a square foot.
Yeah, give it another, I don't know, 6 or 7 months. Just right after the election. It won't be before the election. But you watch in December, in the beginning of the year, there's going to be major real estate collapses. BlackRock's running around buying single-family homes.
Yeah.
You know, they're scooping them all up. But they should be buying the office buildings. You know, like, I don't know if they could turn them into condos. Because what's the sense of having a retail district or a commercial district? You know, like downtown Boston is all business. It's a whole business district.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't see filling them with condos. Office condos, yes, but who needs an office now? So living, what would you do if everybody's living in the city but no one's working in the city? Where are they going to work? You know, you can transform any one of those buildings into offices or transform any one of those buildings into residential. But then what are you going to do with them? People aren't working. They don't have to live there. If they're not working in town Boston, why would they live in town Boston?
Yeah.
Or any other city. I'm just using Boston as a reference.
Yeah, and it's an expensive city to live in. So, it's not like you're going to Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Yeah, no, you got to make at least $100,000 to even live in Boston. And that's just existing. I think it's like $110,000 in New York.
Right, exactly.
And then, you know, you'll end up in a one-bedroom, half an apartment. Do you ever see those apartments in New York?
Actually, they have a little tiny galley. I took my kids back home in 2017, and one of our listeners met me in Times Square.
Yeah.
And so we hung out for about 8 hours. And he showed me his old apartment that he used to pay $4,250 for a one-bedroom. And
wow.
They raised his rent, so he moved to Staten Island.
Wow. And you know that they got a narrow living room, a narrow dining room, kitchen type thing, and a narrow kitchen itself, and a narrow bedroom. It's like they took a whole apartment and just sliced it in half.
Yeah, so you might have a total of 700 square feet if you're lucky, and you're paying $5,000 for it.
Right.
But
yeah,
they keep voting Democrat, though.
Do they really? You know, now we're looking at all the fraud and all the discrepancies with the voting machines. I'm wondering if they really do.
I was reading about how more fraud was found in Georgia, but they're still going on with the case.
Yeah. Yeah, that case, come on. The players, and they're arguing back and forth. I saw another thing about the board of directors or the board of selectmen, whatever it is. that run Fulton County, they were shouting at each other. One guy was telling this woman, shut up, it's my turn, I'm talking. And she was saying, make me. And they were going at it like two-year-olds.
Yeah.
And this is what
and that's
going to
help
county.
Them win a case against Trump.
Yeah. Trump was out walking around. He went into a Chick-fil-A. And he was buying his whole staff, so you wouldn't believe the reception he got. And that was in Atlanta. And
I don't know if you like Chick-fil-A, Joanne, but I don't do Chick-fil-A anymore.
I don't know. I've only been there a couple of times. I like the buttermilk chicken sandwich.
As of a couple weeks ago, they had a policy where they would not use chicken that had antibiotics in it, but now their new supplier, they buy chickens that were shot up with the mRNA. So they're starting to use those chickens. They had to withdraw their statement.
Oh, yeah, I'll not be eating that.
That's what I said.
Well, you know, that's what Bill Gates said, and that's what the National Institute of Health said, and the WHO. They said, put it in our drinking water, put it in our food.
Right.
You know, put it in our, like, hand sanitizer and stuff, the mRNA vaccine. So that way the people who resist, they'll still be getting it. What about the people that didn't resist? You going to double dose them now? Why is it so important to get this mRNA into people?
And so why is it that they act like we're not allowed to sue them for putting that in our food?
Right. Yeah, because they got permission from the government and they got immunity. You imagine that? Big pharmacy gets immunity, but a president doesn't. Well, only one president. The rest of the presidents still have immunity.
Yeah.
You know, I hope people are waking up. If they can do that to Trump, imagine what they can do to us. And they're proving it. Look what they did to those January 6th people. And more information comes out. One lady was praying.
Yeah.
She went inside the door.
Got 3 years for praying.
Yeah, she went inside the door. And she walked to the left. There was a flight of stairs. She went up about 2 stairs, turned around, and she was praying. Then she'd come down the 2 steps, and she looked around, and she looked at her phone, and then she went back up on the stairs again, prayed again, and then she left the building. She never made it past the foyer, past the stairwell.
Right.
She was in the door, and then she went just to her left. There was this huge staircase. She never went past the 3rd step. She never stepped inside of the actual building. She was in that entranceway foyer where the stairwell is. And they gave her 3 years. And she was praying for her country. And she didn't even want to go in. She kind of got shoved in. You know, she got caught up in a sweep of people that were shoving from behind. So you see
it
her, like, practically being shoved through the door.
All this media is coming out showing the feds were all over January 6th. Meanwhile, as all that truth comes out, they're still trying to arrest people.
Yeah. They're arresting people who were not even there.
Exactly.
One guy put FJB on his tweet, and because they had been monitoring his algorithms, they got him for inciting and something else. And he wasn't even in January 6th. He wasn't there. He wasn't in D.C. He was in some place like Kansas, which isn't really anywhere near D.C. So he was no threat. But you had those Hamas people yesterday all over the place. They had blocked the Senate cafeteria. They had interrupted a Senate hearing. I think it was on climate was the hearing. But they interrupted that, and they were shouting and had to be dragged out of there. And then they said it was the same people.
Were they the ones that were shouting the death to America?
Yes. They were doing that in Dearborn, Michigan, too.
Yes.
Over the weekend. They had some guy there, a guest speaker, and he was saying death to America, and the crowd was repeating it, death to America, death to Israel. I got to tell you something, people. If you want death to America, get lost. Leave. You're not locked in. If you hate this country so bad that you want it dead, what are you doing here? For real.
So you could say death to America and tell everybody that you plan on executing Americans and Jews, and that's a peaceful protest. But if you pray and not even go in the building, then that gets you 3 years.
Right. Yeah, hurling
and
threats
people,
death to
and
America.
People will vote for this.
Well, the people that would vote for it, they're really stupid. And if you vote for Joe Biden, maybe it's you that needs the cognitive exam. Look at this country. And people are complaining about Donald Trump. Oh, he's going to be a dictator on day one. No, he's going to close the border. He's going to do that with executive
decree. He's
such
a dictator. He believes that every state should have the right if they want to ban abortions or allow them. He's such a dictator.
Right. And that's another thing. The left fought so hard to make abortion a state's right. They always said the federal had my body, my choice. The feds have no control over my body. Should be a state's right. It's in the hands of the people. And the court agreed with them. It is a state's right. It's not in the Constitution.
I agree 100%. Because when you have 50% of America that believes one way and 50% another, that's the only way you're going to make people happy is you have state rights.
Yes. And it's easier for people to change their state's laws because it's closer to the people. Your mm-hmm. state government is closer to you than the federal government. It takes years, decades, centuries to change a federal law. But states' laws, you can change them, you know, with every election you can change them. So it's more in the people's hands.
For example, too, if you live in New Hampshire and New Hampshire says no to abortion, well, you could cross the border into Vermont whenever you want to go get one.
Yeah. Or Massachusetts, wherever you want to go, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, and abortion is legal in every state. Some states have a deadline, though. They don't go for a late-term abortion. So if you're going to travel out of state for an abortion, you've already been pregnant for a long time. Because most states will let you handle that in the beginning. But as time passes and the more pregnant you get, that's when the states are starting to draw the lines. So if you've got to travel a long distance, I mean, what are you, 7 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant, and now you want an abortion? And then you got that screwball in Virginia who said, yeah, after the baby's born, you'll make it comfortable and have a conversation with the mother, and the mother will decide what to do with it. What, does anybody realize what he's talking about? After the baby is born, the mother's no longer pregnant. There is no possibility to have an abortion. You don't need an abortion. You're not pregnant anymore. You're talking homicide. You're talking about murdering babies here.
Yes, but Joanne, now I'm sure the American people that are listening to this show would understand that the Democrats have nothing to run on, so they have to invent stuff, and they have to find ways to get in, because if a radical communist told you what their policies are, you wouldn't be interested. So that's
right.
Why they can't debate on anything financial. They have to go for anything that affects feelings. So the abortion
and
is
that's
something
the way to
that,
beat them.
That affects feelings.
And that's the way to beat them, Proof. You just nailed it. The left doesn't listen to reasoning. You could barrage them with facts. How many facts have we been doing this whole time? Every week we come out and we tell the people the facts, and this is really what's going on, and this is really what's happening. And you might as well be peeing in the wind. But you go after their feelings, they pay attention. See, that's the way to win, is forget fighting with facts. Fight with your mouth. Fight with your feelings. Take them out of their feelings. Appeal to their feelings.
So you have all these college kids that think they're cats and they're fish. If they think they're fish, why are they not living in the ocean?
Right. And if they're cats, what are they doing in school? We're not here to educate your house pets. We're here to educate your children. If you're not a child or a young adult, if you're some sort of a zoo animal, you're in the wrong place. What's it doing in a schoolhouse? They don't let you bring your own house pets to school, right? Can everybody in there bring a dog to school or a cat to school?
Or
a raccoon or a zebra or whatever else they feel like
being? Dog, Joanne. I'm waiting on one of these people that identify as a dog to try and get into the Westminster Dog Show.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
And have them jump through hoops and climb stuff and wag their tails.
Yeah, well, if I were a teacher at one of these schools that had Furbies, I'd be like, get it out of here. I'm here to teach the children. I don't teach house pets. Take that to the dog trainer. Really?
I know.
I'm going to sit there and I'm going to let one of the kids, I'm going to have to set up a litter box in my classroom for a human who thinks it's a cat. And if it says meow to me, I got to say meow back? No. That's like talking to me about pronouns. Who the hell do you think you are that you're going to teach me how to speak to you? You're not that important to me that I'm going to let you teach me anything. Get out of here. Which pronouns? I'm going to sit there and listen to you train me how to speak to you. Get the hell out of here.
And these people believe there's thousands of pronouns. There's too many to count.
Yeah, and you want me to keep up with it. Who are you to expect anything from me? Oh, I want you to use my pronouns. I want you to do a lot of things, but you know, it doesn't mean you got to do them. Get lost. Mm-hmm. You got to teach me how to speak to you. You're some little whippersnapper. And then you're going to have a fit if I don't talk to you how you want to be talked to? Well, you're not talking to me how I want you to talk to me. That attitude.
Right.
Yeah, here, let me train you how to speak to me, honey. Start with dropping the pronouns.
Yeah, but we can't hear them all because they still have stams on their face.
Yeah. Yeah, obedient little slaves with a scam on its face. And an attitude, wearing skinny jeans and a bun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're going to teach me how to speak to you. No thanks. You're not that important to me that I'm going to sit here through that. Tell it to someone else. I already lost me by giving me demands on how to speak to you.
Speaking of scams, I don't know if you call them scams outside of talking to me, but I have a few people calling them scams now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do hear a few people calling them scams. As a matter of fact, I thought I heard Tucker Carlson call it a scam.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, he's making some waves, huh? He's all over the place. He was touring with Kid Rock.
It's nice to see that there's a lot of people out there that are standing up for us finally.
Yes. The tide is turning. That's what I was saying about Trump at that Chick-fil-A. It was all staffed with young people, and they were all over him. And this young black girl, real pretty girl, said, Mr. Trump, don't you listen to anybody. We all love you. And he said, come here and give me a hug. She almost, she was just so excited that she was getting to hug Trump. Yeah, these kids are getting smart. You know, they see their future being pissed away. They see all this debt that's racking up. They see that they're being denied the vehicles they want, the appliances they want. Everything is a hurdle for them. They can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford to buy a car. You know, all these jobs that they created are part-time jobs for illegals.
I think that maybe that might not be it, but I could tell you, Joanne, that it's one of two things that woke up the younger people. One, it's the Trump mugshot, or two, it's all those illegals coming here that everybody knows about, but the Democrat Party says that there's no such thing. But everybody sees that an illegal can get $110,000 a year just by going to New York City.
Right. And free housing, free food, free clothes, free child care, free education, free medical, and a stipend, monthly stipend to live on, plus food stamps.
And not only that, but you combine that with the president that could barely walk and talk, and then everybody sees that we're going backwards, that it's just a disaster right now for the Democrat Party. If somebody is honestly a Democrat, I think you could stay a Democrat, but do not vote for them this time around. Make them think about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And do not vote Democrat until they change their ways. Punish them.
Yeah, and that's the only way they're going to change is if there's consequence for this action. You know, forget that I'm a diehard Democrat or I'm a diehard Republican. At least the Republicans will tear into the Republicans.
Right.
Like, they're all flipping out about this Pfizer thing and about the people who voted yes to it. You know, you expect
Democrats
that from the Democrats.
And
that's wrong, too. We shouldn't expect that from the Democrats either. We shouldn't expect it from either one of those groups.
Right.
You know, everybody's saying, oh, the Republicans are bad because some of them voted for this. Every single one of the Democrats voted for it. How come no one's flipping out at them?
Exactly.
They're telling you, we're communists. We want to spy on you. We are fighting like Apache warriors to get this Pfizer thing through so we can spy on you. We can spy on presidents. We can spy on Congress. And the Democrats are like, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that. In the meantime, if a Republican votes along with them.
I want to show you this article here, Joanne. I don't know if you saw me post this, but in Minnesota, the Republicans brought up a bill that would require all food labeling. If you have bugs in your food, you have to label it. And the Democrats in Minnesota shot it down. So they don't have to tell you if there's bugs in your food.
Yeah, well, you know, don't the Democrats want to know if there's bugs in their food?
I guess not.
Are they okay with it because the Democrats said it?
Right.
And by the way, when they're putting these bugs in your food, you know, there's parasites in there too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so when they want you to eat bugs, you're going to be eating parasites too. Y'all better stock up on ivermectin.
But the thing is that if it doesn't matter what it is, as long as the Republicans want it, they'll vote against it. It doesn't matter
exactly.
If it's a good bill or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter good or bad anymore. It's like it's Crips and Bloods. Even if they're dead wrong, they stick together. I don't give a damn what your party is. If you're telling me I got to eat bugs, you can shove your party right where I can't even say on air.
You could shove it right up your
front. I don't
want
either one of your parties if they want to try to make me eat bugs.
Yes.
I don't want either one of your parties if you want to take away our country, if you want to destroy our Constitution, if you want to flood us with illegals. I don't want your parties, either one of your parties.
Exactly. So, Joanne, we're at a crossroads right now, so I'll let you pick your poison here. Pianchi wants to call in. His hand is up.
Yeah.
We also have two broccoli bands we have to get to.
Let's bring Bianchi in first so he doesn't think that we're ignoring him. And then he can enjoy Broccoli Man with us.
All right. I figured I'd throw that out there on the conversation so he knows what's at hand here. So I don't like to I don't like to ignore people, but at least I get fair warning that we're discussing what we're doing.
All right. Yeah, let's bring him in case, you know, he has a point he wants to make. And then we'll ask him if he wants to stick around for Broccoli Man.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, you know, I hardly find anything of all that you guys be saying that's really not the correct way to go.
Well, thank you.
And you're talking about the bugs. That is true. But see, here's another thing, too. You got the World Health Organization, which is the arm of the UN, is trying to get the United States Congress to sign a treaty with them. And as if that treaty has all the weight even beyond the U.S. Constitution. And especially when it comes down with them making reference of who can travel where, who can come into the country, what's pandemic, what you should be eating, all those things. A treaty does not supplant. A treaty does not take hierarchy over the United States Constitution.
That's right. The Constitution is supreme. No treaty is even close to it.
Now, in the wording of the Constitution on treaty, it mentioned the word supreme, but it's in lower case. Read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in lower case. And this stuff about... See, here, it's like this. No matter if it's tornado, hurricane, earthquake, pandemic, the flu, gonorrhea, no matter what it is, the Constitution is not put on hold. It does not have an off-on switch. It's on all the time.
Right. I agree with
you 100%.
And
they don't like that, Joanne. They want to put the Constitution where you can put it on the shelf and take it off when you're ready for it. We cannot let that happen because for a simple reason, if you dismiss the Constitution, Joanne, then all bets are off.
Right. And that's
There's
what Biden's
no
trying to do right now with this student loan stuff. The Supreme Court told him, no, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. But he's doing it anyhow.
The Supreme Court
told that New York judge that he can't do something. He can't put that gag order on Trump, and he's doing it anyhow. So they are nullifying the U.S. Constitution right in our faces.
Well,
and it's stupid people are letting
removed.
Them. You know, the reason they're doing this, Bianchi, is because there was no consequences. We should have stopped them from this a long time ago. We didn't
You're
jail them last
right.
time.
There's no consequences. When you let people come take a crap in your yard and you don't put their butt, fill their butt with buckshot, they're going to continue to do it.
Right.
And see, the Constitution has no more meaning than what you are willing to defend it.
That's right.
If you're not willing
it's
to defend it.
It's only as good as the people who will defend it.
That is right. If you're not willing to defend it, they will walk all over it.
Right.
And when they attempt to walk over it, you need to punish them severely.
Right. I agree with
you. It's like walking through hell with gasoline drawers on. You have to punish them severely. I don't care who the heck they are.
Right. If someone insults your mother, you're going to slap the stuffing out of them, right? So if someone insults your Constitution, how come you're letting them get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is actually the mother of our country, that piece of paper. Our founding fathers made it our mother. Those are the rules we live by. And they're not rules for the people. They're rules to keep the government off the backs of the people.
You're absolutely
Those
right.
Those rules aren't for us.
You know,
Those rules are to keep the federal government in check.
Joanne, that was a time when this nation dealt with the Indians by way of treaty.
Mm-hmm.
But they done away with that in the 1930s, I believe it was, and they start using congressional acts, laws.
Right.
So now you got the WHO and others want the United States to get involved with a treaty that gives the WHO, not only this country, but also the rest of the world, give them the right to dictate your behavior, your do's and don'ts, and
right.
put the Constitution off on a shelf someplace. We cannot let that happen.
Any politician who goes for that must be immediately removed from office and sent packing. You know who was good about not signing treaties? He blocked every treaty that came near him, was that Harry Reid. He was a real bad dude. He was no good, and he was corrupt as hell. But he did block treaties. I don't know if it was for his own reasons. You know, maybe they didn't pay him enough, they didn't bribe him enough, or something about treaties that he didn't like. But he never let them get to the floor. I noticed that about him. And he was a slime ball. But he had one
well,
good
quality.
Well,
you know, I'll say this. If you think you heard it all, just hang around a little bit longer.
Right. And hey, what do you think about that Fetterman? He went from being a noodlehead to actually kind of making sense.
Well, every now and then
he still
you shake up a ball
still
of marbles, they will
the
fall in line.
But he does have some good points.
You're right. Every now and then, if you shake up a bottle of marbles, they will fall in line and hurt themselves the right way.
Yeah, well, every now and then he comes up with something that really pisses off the Democrats, like this Gaza stuff. You know, he said October 7th, they attacked Israel. They murdered people. They had babies in the ovens. They were raping women and murdering them. And now you want, what, a ceasefire for only one side? You want Israel to ceasefire, but you want no such requirements of Hamas. Yeah, stop bombing us so we can regroup. That's another thing. If Netanyahu listens to them, he's crazy. But they're doing the same thing over there in Israel that they did in Brazil and Libya and Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood and all that. They got all their little revolutionaries in there, in the universities and stuff, and they're turning the people against their government. And the rest of the government is getting nervous because Bibi's a strong man. And if they can turn against him, they can turn against, you know, anyone else who might want to fill that position. And that's putting Israel in a lot of danger. Israel is like an oasis in the middle of the Middle East. And it's the only country like it. And they were attacked. And Israel is defending itself. And if Israel doesn't annihilate Hamas, they're going to come back. They're going to regroup. That lets Hamas win. So who's going to stay in Israel? Would you stay there? I wouldn't. You know, that they're not going to stay a country very long if they give in to this. Mm-hmm. They have to complete the job now. And Hamas should have known better. And we got this Samantha Power who just turned over billions of dollars to USAID. And the guy who's running the USAID program in Gaza is the son of the Hamas leader. So all that money Samantha Power just gave him, what do you think they're going to do with it? The people are not going to be fed. They're not going to be rebuilt. They're not going to be safe. And they're screaming about this. Yeah, you know, I mean, they're not feeding them enough. Well, take that up with the Egyptians. They sent in a whole bunch of trucks full of aid. Hamas took the stuff, never gave it to the people, and murdered the Egyptian driver. So we're going to send a guy in there with food and stuff here. You're never going to get it, and he's going to get killed? Forget it. Starve. I don't know what to tell you, but there's enough people over there that they could stop Hamas. Hamas is decimated enough that if the people wanted to stop them, they could. When the people are hungry enough, they'll stop them themselves. They won't need Israel. But Egypt doesn't want those refugees, and Jordan doesn't want them. Iran doesn't want them. The Saudis certainly don't want them. So Joe Biden sent 300,000 Gaza residents into the United States. He sent another 300,000 Haitians to Florida. And they never even crossed the border. He flew them in. So they're not even showing up on the border crossing numbers. Imagine that. He's bypassing the border. He's actually invading his own country.
Yeah, that used to be called treason.
Yeah. You know, if they come across the border themselves, you know, you might have a little bit of plausible deniability there. But if you're sending planes and picking up migrants and bringing them to the United States, and they don't qualify for asylum, they never qualified for asylum, then you are doing the invasion. What leader invades his own country?
States are allowing that to happen. Suppose it was a plane load of drugs landing at an airport. You going to let it happen? No.
Yeah.
It'd be on it like white on rice. But they are allowing the federal government to fly people away from all checkpoints and reality and land in these states to internally destroy the state.
Yeah. Well, 3,000 Haitians, 300,000 Haitians made it to Florida by way of Biden. I mean, DeSantis is offering them transport out of here. But most of them don't want to leave. Florida has a similar climate to Haiti. You know, these people aren't going to want to go up to where it snows. It doesn't snow in Haiti. Those people
well, you know what you have to do to make it stop? If DeSantis was smart, he'd be meeting them and showing them how to vote Republican.
Yeah, he should be registering them. Because they're all saying, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Who are you going to
exactly.
vote for? Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe Biden brought them here. They're wearing Biden T-shirts. They love Joe Biden. They don't know anything about Joe Biden. They just know Joe Biden is the one that allowed them to come here. They don't know our Constitution. They don't know our culture. They don't know our founding documents. They don't even know
once you find
the
out,
rights that they
once
have.
They find out, Joanne, that these people are going to vote for Trump when they get here, they'll shut that border down.
Well, you know, I bet you'll find not the gang members, but I don't want any of them to be voting. It's illegal.
Oh, I know that.
Illegal to...
I know that. I'm just saying that
if they found out.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to. Did you see the voter registration in Texas?
No.
It has swollen by millions. They're registering them to vote in Texas by the millions as they come across the border. They're registering them to vote.
And that's exactly why Governor Abbott should be out there trying to push for Trump ballots as well.
He was. He is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he was in New York the day of the earthquake.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I watched him on Fox and Friends. He was a guest, and he was in person. So he had business in New York. And the New York mayor said something about, yeah, he shouldn't be here and, you know, he should be worrying about his own state and he shouldn't be sending the migrants here. He sent, 13,000 migrants to New York? Or 31,000? Something like that. I know it was a 3 and a 1. You know, it was like 31,000. So where do you think the other 200,000 came from? It's easier to blame Governor Abbott, right? These people are requesting to go to New York. Some are being flown directly into New York. by Biden. It's not DeSantis. It's not Abbott. It's Biden. Look at all the people from China. They're flooding California right now.
The Chinese especially.
Yeah. The Chinese are flooding California. They're all being strategically placed. They're setting up like tribal regions. You got the Venezuelans over there. You got the Haitians over here. You got the Brazilians down there. The Guatemalans, the Hondurans, they're all in different places. There's a reason for that. And they're all running with guns. Where are they getting the guns? All these migrants up there in New York getting caught with guns. You can't just walk into a store and buy a gun if you're an illegal. There's background checks and all of that. So who's supplying the guns? And why are they supplying guns? Regular New York constituents, they can't walk around with guns. You got all kinds of gun laws there. Same with all the migrants in Chicago. Where are they getting the guns? The migrants in Miami, where are they getting them? You need an ID to get a gun. Yeah, someone's hooking them up. You know, just like we knew it was the NGOs, when all the news people are saying, oh, yeah, the cartels are sending all the immigrants. That's not cartels. A bunch of illiterate gang members running around the globe, collecting millions of people and putting them over the border. Which one of them is the brain? None of them. Cartels aren't doing that. NGOs are doing that. Governments are doing that. The Venezuelan government is who released all those prisoners and put them on buses and sent them over the border. There wasn't a drug cartel from Mexico. Sinaloa didn't release those prisoners, no. The president did. In China, they have very, very strict control who comes into and who leaves China. So you got, what, 30,000 people leave the country at the same time? Yeah, China did that. Not the Mexican drug cartels and the NGOs they set up along the way. And Laura Luma was down in that Darien Gap, and she was down in Panama. And she went to that base that used to be United States base. It's a whole UN compound now. And there's NGOs from all over the place on that base. They got their own buildings and their own operations going on and their own logistics and support and everything else going on down there. And we're facilitating it. That's the United States government doing it. And they're paying the Catholic charities. You know, somebody's going to give you billions of dollars to take care of migrants. You're going to go get some migrants to take care of, right? I mean, if you want the money, you need the people. So that's who's going to get the people. Follow the money. It's not some illiterate drug cartel member living in the frickin' hills in Mexico. That's crazy.
That's
they don't have the power.
That's those bureaucrats that's in the federal government that makes these
yes.
rules that all of a sudden become laws. That's how that stuff is coming about. Your Suzanne Rice, although she's not there anymore, she trained a lot of people. Samantha
sure,
Powell.
She's there.
Valerie
sure, she's right inside the White House. She's Biden's right-hand man.
We got a story, and she's being directed by Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm, and Valerie Jarrett, and the whole cabal at the World Economic Forum, and, of course, Soros money. Alex Soros now, I'm sure his father isn't as active in the foundation as he used to be, but that little commie kid who was trained in Berkeley, He's more ruthless than his father, but he's not as smart as his father. And he's just throwing money at all these commie causes. And everything he's touching is turned into rubbish. I mean, he went through Hollywood, throwing all his money around and hanging with the celebrities. And he was even dating Meghan Markle. Now he's dating someone else. I forget who it is. But lots of people are taking pictures with him. There's even pictures of Adam Schiff recently with him. All those Hollywood celebrities that he was supporting in the remember that Abramoff chick, the spirit cooker?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga and Beyonce and Jay-Z, throwing his money around with them because they were influencers, but now even they've lost their influence. I mean, you say you're from Hollywood, now it's like talking dirty.
Anytime you have someone in any place in the world is doing things to harm America, you need to go after them like they did that Mowali or whatever his name was. You need to go after them. They're harming them and doing things to harm America. That's what Soros have been doing forever.
Right. Yeah, old man Soros, you could rescind his citizenship, but the kid was born here. But, yeah. You know, they put that FTX kid away. Sam Bankman-Fried or whatever his name is.
Sam Bankman-Fried,
is he away?
Yeah.
Did they really put him away, or is he out on an island somewhere?
Allegedly he's in prison, but who knows?
Yeah, and guess what? That Greta Thunberg?
Yes.
She's a Rothschild.
I read that.
Her father is the illegitimate child of one of the Rothschild. And they finally recognize him in the family. But they've been taking care of him his whole life. And Greta is his daughter. So her father's the Rothschild. Imagine that?
Yeah, I was reading about that.
That explains a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
These evils never go away. They live for a long damn time.
Mm-hmm. And these Rothschilds, they think there's something special. He's out there making babies with people while he's married to somebody else, actively married to somebody else. And the wife put up with that. They ended up...
I thought they kept it in the family.
Well, this kid was an illegitimate son of a Rothschild. That's Greta Thunberg's father. Is the illegitimate son of one of the Rothschild. I think it was James Rothschild. Not sure what the first name. But that was his kid. And they denied him, but he had a trust his whole life. And the Rothschilds were denying him, but finally they recognized him as one of their own and brought him into the family. So... You know, they kept it a secret like they did with the stripper's kid with Hunter until it couldn't be a secret anymore. Imagine that, speaking of the stripper and the little girl that's the Hunter Biden's kid, her name is what, Navy? Yeah, in their settlement, they got child support and they got a lump sum, but they got one of his paintings. That painting isn't worth anything. None of his paintings are worth anything. The people that were buying them, they were just using it to launder money.
Right.
You know, they're paying $500,000 for a painting. But it's not really for the painting. The painting's a piece of junk. They probably throw it in the closet and never look at it. The point was to give the money to Biden.
Yeah, they paid for access, and because they're not allowed to just donate that money, they bought some stupid art.
Yeah, they got that stupid art. So they gave the kid a worthless painting. The paintings are worthless. They're just juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
It was painting a straw, and he paints with a straw, and that's supposed to be art. The kids in kindergarten can do a better job. no artist. He's a con artist. But the guy that they said was his sugar daddy, his sugar brother, or whatever they called him, the scruffy-looking guy that went to court with him, he bought most of the paintings. Why is he giving Hunter all this money? Who is this guy? And now we're getting a new semiconductor. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, well, CERN isn't bad enough. And, of course, you know we had the one in Chicago that's run by Bill Ayers' father, Thomas Ayers. He ran the electric company there, Con Ed or whatever it is. And Fermilab is owned by them. That's the name of the Small Hadron Collider. It's Fermilab. Well, now we're getting a new one. And guess who the CEO of the company is? The same guy that was the CEO of Solyndra. Remember that con job?
Yeah,
$8 billion.
Exactly. Yeah, that's Obama.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Corzine, the former governor of New Jersey?
I might be. Yeah, he could be. I don't really know.
Court, when they asked him what happened to the $2 billion, and he said, I don't know, and then he was found not guilty.
Right.
Yeah,
well, now they're giving him more money.
Like
now they're giving him more money. What are we allowing? You know, we got to come out of this stupor. What it is they've stopped us from talking to each other. First of all, they stopped civics in school. No country's going to educate you enough to overthrow them. They're not going to tell you your rights. They're not going to teach you the skills you need for that. They called mostly peaceful protests, even though the feds were trying to make it violent. The people that were at that protest didn't go for it. They didn't break stuff and set things on fire and, you know, bring guns. An insurrection, shouldn't you bring guns?
Usually.
That was the lamest insurrection I ever saw. You know,
well,
shouldn't you bring millions of people?
A lot of things happen.
Right,
you know, kids need God in their life. People need
they
God.
Do.
They need to fear something. Right now, you don't have no God in these people's lives. They talk about Kaepernick talking about take a knee. No, they need to get down on both knees.
Yeah.
And pray.
You know, that's true, Bianchi. If you believe that there's a higher power, then you won't believe that the government is the highest power. You know, God is the highest power. And anything else is just mankind. It's man's rules and man's government. And you do need a certain order to things. So government, as they say, is a necessary evil, but not an evil government. The government is only supposed to take care of our bills and our financial affairs and our military. The rest we're supposed to handle ourselves. All men are created equal. That doesn't mean equal outcome. If everybody's going to have an equal outcome, nobody's equal. All that talent will go to waste. Some people have different talents and different skills, different motivations. You know, everybody's important. But it takes skills to keep things operating. So the more skills you have, the more you're going to succeed. Yeah, you're created equal in rights. You all have these same rights. The Bill of Rights applies to everybody. And as far as God, you know, he answered the question of whose lives matter. He died for all lives. Jesus Christ died on the cross for everybody. So that throws that argument out the window, too. We're all equal in his eyes, equally loved. But our skill sets are different. And our paths are different. Our career paths are different. Not everybody can be a doctor, but not everybody can fix cars either. So that's where the equality ends. You're equal in rights and equal in opportunity. What you do with it, that's up to you. Nobody can determine your outcome but you. that making sense to you guys?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to explain it.
But instead, it's all about privilege and why didn't I get mine?
Well, you didn't get yours because you didn't go get it. Yours is out there. It's still out there. Everybody's is out there. You got to reach for it. You got to practice for it. You got to put in the time and the effort. You know,
that's
not everybody
right,
can farm. Not everybody can
that's
throw.
Right.
Yeah, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want it bad enough, you'll do it. How bad do you want it? Or you could sit around and say, oh, wah, 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 poor pitiful me, and the whole world is against me, and I never get any breaks. Create your own luck, honey. Create your own breaks. Educate yourself. Find something that you're good at, and then be the best at it. And market it. You know, like I said, not everybody can sew, but if you can sew, you could get a job as a tailor. Or you could become a huge fashion designer, depending on how far you want to take it. You know, I don't care if you're mopping floors. Be the best at it. Be the best janitor we have. And if you're flipping burgers, be the best at it. Motivate. And you'll move up the ladder that way. You can start out flipping burgers, decide you like cooking. And if you do it right, you can be a five-star chef like me. It depends on how bad you want it. There you go. I had to throw that meat pot in there. I'm a very good chef. Yeah. I'm a show-off when it comes to cooking. I cook for everybody. But, yeah, I didn't start out that way. I started out frosting cupcakes at a bakery part-time. And then I twirled pizza. I learned how to twirl pizza dough when I worked at a pizza shop. And then I got a job at a couple of restaurants, and then I went to school to learn more. And then I learned more, and I learned more, and Marriott picked me up, and then I even learned even more. And then they sent me to even bigger schools. But I wanted it, and I wanted to learn. And I studied very, very hard, and I studied all the books and all the requirements and all the Board of Health stuff and everything I needed to know. And I had to learn meat temperatures, and I learned how to be a butcher. And I had to be an emergency medical technician, too, because somebody's always cutting themselves on a slicer or burning themselves or choking or having heart attacks in the dining room. So for every 50 people that were employed, one of them had to be an EMT, and that was my job. So, you know, I even had to learn how to take cars apart with the jaws of life because it was part of the EMT training, even though we didn't have any cars in the kitchen. So, yeah, it took motivation and time. And I didn't always make big money. I made minimum wage when I was frosting cupcakes and twirling pizza. But as I moved up the ladder, the pay scale went up. And then when I finally hit the top, stayed there for a little while and retired.
So you mean you didn't start out at $20 an hour?
I did not. I started out at $1.97 an hour, actually. That was minimum wage back then.
Hmm. Minimum wage for me was $3.35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, $1.97. And that's what they paid waitresses, too. $1.97 when $3 an hour was minimum wage. Waitresses and bartenders only get half that because they consider you, you know, you make tips. So they could pay you a lesser wage. My daily tips were worth more than my weekly paycheck. You know, I might get $20, $30 in my paycheck. The rest was tips. My father owned bars. So even as a chef, I get home from work and then have to change into my other clothes and go to work at the bar if one of the bartenders called out or the waitresses called out or it was my shift. Hmm. And you can't call in sick with your father. He'll just get in his car and come get you. So, yeah, but you got to want it. And there's ways to pay for it, too. You know, you can apply for grants and loans, and you can work for a company. Even McDonald's will send you to school. You know that?
Hamburger U.
Yeah, but they'll send you to other schools, too.
Okay.
Like business school and computer school and things like that. Whatever type of business they use, you know, because they have administrative jobs and they have manager jobs and cooking jobs and all of that. And if you're going to do one of those careers that are covered, they'll send you to school for that. McDonald's will give you grants and scholarships. Marriott will do it. Most of the big companies do. Boeing will do it. If you're a kid in high school and you say you want to be a airplane mechanic, as a matter of fact, Charlotte High School in Punta Gorda, it's in, you know, Charlotte County here. It's the little town next to me. But Charlotte High School is starting an aviation course. They had one of their alumni donate an airplane hangar and all the tools. So they're going to be training airline mechanics and pilots right at the high school. And I think Allegiant Airlines is supplying the money for the course. And the big donor supplied the hangar. But Allegiant just has the Allegiant Sunseekers Resort here in the golf course, the PGA golf course. And they're the number one airline at this little Punta Gorda airport. So this is a way of giving back to the community. And I think that's really good. You want to teach the high school kids how to drive planes and fix planes, do it. You know, that's more opportunity. I want to fly. I love flying. But, yeah, I think that's great that they're going to train the kids to do that. We need airline pilots and we need mechanics. Obviously, we need mechanics. I think somebody's sabotaging Boeing. They're having all kinds of mechanical problems. The door falls off, and then the sheeting around a motor fell off. You know, that sounds like sabotage to me. You know, it's all Boeing, and it's all maintenance stuff. That should have been addressed.
Let me ask you, though, how much of this is Pete Buttigieg's fault?
All of it. He's a nitwit. He's an absentee boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just the boss in name only.
Yeah, he's what they call a DEI hire.
Has no clue what he's doing. Knows nothing about transportation. He was a mayor of a small town. And all of a sudden, he's Department of Transportation. He probably doesn't even drive. Ever see him drive a car? Doesn't he get driven around?
I remember a few years ago when he faked his bike ride where he parked, he had a car parked across the street, took a bike out of the back, the bike rack, and then he mm-hmm. biked across the street and tried to say he biked whatever the miles were.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like the chick that took the train for the marathon.
Yes.
He's such a fraud. And the bridge is a racist. And the road's a racist. I mean, well, how do you get that? Actually, the roads back in New England, they were originally cow paths. I don't think the cows were racist. He said the bridge was too low. That was racist.
Yeah, but it worked for years. So how was it too low then?
Well, I don't know, but it connected the minority neighborhood with the city and the transportation and everything else. So I don't think it was racist. I think it actually benefited the races. And roads, how the hell are roads racist? He said because they go through the minority communities. You know, there's roads in the non-minority communities too. I don't get that part. They want to make everything about race anyhow.
Yeah?
Because that's all they got, race and abortion.
Well, did you
and
see
race.
That, who was it? There was someone that came out and said that the reason why Earth's climate is going up in temperature is white supremacy and people wearing blue jeans.
And what genius come up with that?
Someone that wants DEI money, probably.
Yeah, probably. And how are genes racist? And affecting the climate. They're made out of cotton. It's a renewable.
Mm-hmm.
The plant breathes in carbon and exhales oxygen. Even cotton plants. And if he thinks black people are still picking cotton, they are, but they're using heavy machinery to do it. Nobody's out in the field picking one cotton ball at a time off of a plant. This is 2024. We have big, huge John Deere for this stuff. And yes, there are black people driving those machines, but they're making damn good money at it, too. Those are union jobs. Those are the type of jobs people want. White people, black people, red people, yellow people, brown people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're a heavy machinery operator, you got skills, and your skills are in high demand, same as a truck driver. You know, if you can operate those, you're going to do all right. You know, they make it sound like we're back in the early 1800s or something. This is 2024, people. My goodness. And there's a lot of black people picking cotton with those machines, by the way. Cotton grows
well,
in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina,
but
Virginia.
Nobody cares that illegals are picking.
Yeah, illegals are picking fruit.
Hey, Joanne, I need a couple minutes here, so if Bianchi is with you, you and him can talk. Otherwise, I'll be right back.
Sure, Bianchi. You still with me?
Yeah.
Did you see that protest at the Capitol today and yesterday?
No, I couldn't get around to that one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. The pro-Palestinians. They're running around the Capitol. They arrested 50 of them. There had to be a couple of hundred of them. But they just released them. You know, they took them out of there, and they brought them downtown, and then they released them, and they came right back. The same people that were arrested in the morning were back in the afternoon taking over the cafeteria, so they didn't even hold them. I don't believe they even arrested them. I think they just, you know, took them down the street and cut them loose. But you know, the spokeswoman for the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, Julie Kelly, says, told me by way of email that Matthew Graves' office is not investigating any pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel demonstrators who have broken federal laws, just like the J6 precedent, including parading, disorderly conduct, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding over the past 6 months. So now these are going to be handled by the local DA, and they already cut them loose. Those aren't going to be handled by anybody. They're just going to let that go. And
yeah, they don't.
You know,
they don't hold too long, do they?
No. They beat the cops back to the Capitol. The cops are still doing the paperwork, and those people are already back at the Capitol. So why even bother, you know, arresting them? And they had disrupted a hearing earlier in the day on climate, the same people. And then they took over the Senate cafeteria. How'd they get in the building? They didn't climb through a window. Yeah. Of course they did. They had to have IDs. You can't get in there. Or somebody knew they were coming. Somebody let them in. Probably Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar or one of them. You know, they probably invited them in as their guests. But there was tons of cops there, too, and they were just letting them walk around and shout and scream death to America and death to Israel and all that. You're in the halls of Congress and you're yelling death to America? For real, what are you still doing here? How about we put them all on a plane and send them over to Gaza and they can, you know, try to do something about Israel there from there? You know, you're so worried about Gaza. How come you weren't worried about the dead Jews? They were minding their business that day. And if they don't finish the job, it's going to happen again. And the people in Israel are not going to feel safe. So they're not going to stay in Israel. Where do you think they're going to go? They'll come to America or they'll, you know, go to England or Italy or whatever. But they're not going to stay in Israel. Why would they? And the Palestinians, nobody wants to take them. Joe Biden's sneaking them out of Gaza and bringing them here by plane. And that's without congressional authorization or any special, you know, carve-outs for the Gazans. So they're not giving them any special privilege or any, you know, favored status. So they're just bringing them in illegally, like asylum seekers, but they don't qualify for asylum. And then we're giving USAID money, billions of dollars, and the person we're giving it to is the son of the Hamas leader. Who do you think's going to happen with all that money? And we never learn. And I think that we think that we're so weak, Bianchi. I think that, you know, we don't talk to each other. They told us, oh, don't talk about politics in the bars and don't talk about it in the church. Well, that's where people gather. You know, our founders, they talked in the pubs. They talked in the street corners. They talked in the schools. They talked in the churches. That's how they communicated with one another. You can't talk online. You'll get a visit from the feds. And now you can't talk in person. That's why they keep us divided, too. That's why they want to put scams on your face, and that's why they want to lock us down. What do you think about this new virus now?
The one that we're still funding for the Wuhan?
Yeah.
We're still funding it?
Yeah, we got a H5N1 bird flu now. And they got warnings that I just saw from New York. It says, oh, and don't touch the duck poop and don't touch the pigeons because they're all testing positive for this bird flu.
Right.
So, do you know they miraculously already have a vaccine for it?
Yes.
And how convenient they have a vaccine for it. People don't learn. They're going to do it to us all over again. Please, America, don't comply this time. Don't get taken for suckers again. We already got half the people that took these vaccines are all dying suddenly. Or they got heart problems and blood clots. You know, they're having miscarriages and the men are having problems with their genital. Imagine that. Yeah, they got like a burning sensation.
Oh, that's... urinary tract.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the pain is excruciating for men that end up with this.
That's urinary tract.
Yeah, well, they said it's coming from the vaccine.
They'd give you diarrhea, and I didn't take no shot. They'd give you diarrhea, have you vomiting, dropping weight. It seemed like you got to go urinate a gallon, and you probably do a tablespoon.
Oh, that's terrible.
And the last drops will take you to your knees from the pain.
Wow. Well, they're saying that's being caused by the vaccine. I don't have a penis, but I don't. Well, if I did, I would not want that pain. Because they're saying
they
it's really bad.
They must be putting something in the air, too.
Could be. Could be. You know, they're trying like hell to find a way to put that bird flu airborne. That has to be spread by infection, you know, an infected person. And if you don't touch the birds, you're not going to get it. And they said it's not spreading person to person, but that's what they told us about the COVID, too, till they made it so it did spread. And guess where, you know, they have a big outbreak of it? New York City. How convenient, right? A big populous area. It's not like there was one case of bird flu out in, like, Brookings, Kentucky or something on a farm. No. Manhattan.
But not only that, but you have the most compliant group of people, and they could use the compliance against everybody and force the rest of the country to get scared.
True. And they said that some cows are getting the bird flu. And of course they're going to put blame on cows. They don't want us to have cows. Chinese cows are okay. They're somehow immune to it. But they want American cows. They want them tagged now. That was in this omnibus bill that just got passed. They want to tag every cow so the feds know where it is. It's none of your business. Back off. And they want to put the vaccines in our food. No. Then that's not informed consent. If you have to sneak it into people, we better start asking ourselves why it's so imperative to these people that we all get this vaccine. It's not for COVID. COVID's already morphed itself out. So what's the real reason? You know, they're trying to do away with us.
Right,
look
exactly.
At all these aggressive cancers now. My daughter's friend just died. She got the vaccine, and then she started having blood clot problems. And then they found out that she had pancreatic cancer. She was okay a couple of months ago. And then she started to have problems, so she went to the doctor. They couldn't figure it out. 2 weeks later, she went back to the doctor. She was in excruciating pain. They found out she had pancreatic cancer that she didn't have a couple of months ago. And now she's dead. She died last Saturday. So it took her 2 weeks to die. That's an aggressive cancer. You know, they didn't even have a chance to do radiation or chemo or any of that. It just spread through her body and killed her. And, you know, we found out that a lot of these vaccines, a lot of these cancers, rather, started with a parasite. So that ivermectin they didn't want you to take, might want to give that a second thought. Take the ivermectin. As a matter of fact, I just bought ivermectin. Came in long tubes. It's a paste.
Yes.
And it says to give a horse the whole dose. And it's a one-time dose. But it says for people, you put a little drop on the back of your tongue. And you do that for 3 days in a row. And then you stop. And then in a couple of months, you do it again. and you should have no parasites. But it's not something you've got to take every day or anything like that. You know, it's like when you deworm the dog, you give him one dose. That should handle it. But in the minute amounts, you need three doses over 3 days just to get a cyst in your system. And you won't have any parasites. Parasites could cause diarrhea, vomiting, sweats, and that type of stuff. All kinds of digestive disorder. You have parasites in your body all day, every day. Everyone does. There's parasites in the dirt. There's parasites everywhere. Microscopic ones. And usually your system can handle it, your immune system or your digestive system. But sometimes it can get out of control. And a parasite can kill you. And it can affect your heart and all that. So it works on viruses, but it also works on parasites and worms. And it won't hurt you. It's a Nobel Peace Prize winning discovery, ivermectin. And it's not toxic. In the small doses, I don't know about big doses, but it's not toxic. Your body, you know, just uses it and gets rid of it. So the whole time they're telling you not to take it, you should take it. And you know, even vegetables and stuff have parasites on them, so it can't hurt you. But if you find yourself having diarrhea and, you know, a lot of Crohn's disease, they think is Crohn's disease and it ends up being a parasite. But it takes them a long time to find out. So, you know, try a little ivermectin. It's not going to hurt you and it could cure you. That's all I got to say about that. You know,
hey, your other friend is wanting to join us, but in about 20 minutes or so, I do want to hit the broccolis.
All right, well, let's bring Joe in then, and we'll just give him a chance, and then he'll be understanding. He likes broccoli man, too.
Okay, what I
Joe's
hope so.
Got to say. Oh, yeah, he loves broccoli man.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Joe. How you doing this week?
Well, extremely busy, working on multiple projects for multiple people.
Anything good going on in the world tonight?
Well, I'm just waiting for Iran to come in and knock on Israel's door any time.
What makes you say that?
There's been security alerts given out to Israel saying they're coming.
Oh, no. You know, that's going to lead to a nuclear war, because if Iran says that they're coming, Israel will have no choice but to take out their nukes. A conventional war they can fight, but...
Well, you know,
yeah.
It all goes back to what they did in Syria. They took out a lot of the leadership, top leadership of the Iranian National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And that's stupid, too. You never give your enemy a heads up. I'm coming. That's just, you know, like schoolyard talk. You strike without warning, and you do it in stealth. If you're serious.
Well, that's what General Milley was going to do. Remember?
Yeah, he was going to give everybody a notice. He was going to give 2 weeks' notice to Iran if we were going to strike them.
Yeah, he's going to tell China counterpart. He would let him know if Donald Trump was going to strike China.
Yeah, he should still be doing time for that. Yeah, he called up China and told China, if Trump's going to pull a strike on you, we'll give you a heads up. He should have been pulled out of office the moment that call was made. He should still be sitting in Gitmo for that. Taken our military to the lowest level since, I don't know, post-World War I. They've demoralized people. Our military isn't so much concerned about fighting wars now as they are of what color nail to you know, nail polish to wear. You know, what dress to wear this day. you know, our military shouldn't be woke, and there should be no sexuality among them. They're a fighting force. Their job is to fight wars and be
not get laughed
ever.
At by the world.
Yeah, they are being laughed at. You know, I'm sure Putin and China are saying, yeah, we're really going to be scared of these rainbow riding boa wearing high heel stepping guys. Please. Yeah, they're real scared of your man buns and your skinny jeans.
And the red high heels they have to wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they want them to feel the oppression, what women have to go through. Women don't have to wear red high heels. Women choose to. It's not a sign of oppression. You don't have to wear them. It's not mandatory. You know, you're not sticking it to the man by wearing them. Actually, women like the way their legs look when they're wearing high heels. Women prefer that themselves. No one's telling them to wear them. I got so mad at that when they said, yeah, they were wearing them so that the men can understand the struggle. Why do they got to understand the struggle?
That's the job of the military, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, I had iron to steel-toed boots, and I dropped a case of tomato paste on it, and it bent the steel toe a little, and that hurt a hell of a lot worse than wearing high heels, believe me. It bent the steel toe, the weight and just the angle that the cans hit, and it almost crushed my toes. But, yeah, I got a new understanding of how the construction workers feel when they drop cinder blocks or steel beams on their feet. You know, it did protect me, but not much. So we got two broccoli mints.
Yeah, we have two of them, but if Joe wants the time, he can claim it. I did tell him he could have 20 minutes.
Sure. So that vote today, I see that it's not dead. I thought the Pfizer thing was dead, but now they're going to try to work on improvements and making it mandatory to get warrants, and they gave themselves a car out. So you think that's coming back up?
Yeah, it's coming back.
That's what I thought. When they said it was dead, nothing's dead.
Well, they sent up the FBI and the CIA people to lecture them on why they need it.
Yeah. Well, if they really wanted to, to preserve it, they wouldn't have abused it. And they never thought they would get caught.
Hey, you know, they want to do away with the Francis Scott Key Bridge name. They want to name it something else.
Yeah, I was wondering what they wanted to rename it. That was weird because they said that bridge is racist.
Mm. Yeah, well, what are they going to name it? The Freddie Gray Bridge?
The George Floyd Expressway?
Yeah. My goodness. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. It can be his bridge. Erasing history doesn't change history. And like the Indians said when they showed the statue of Custer to the Native American people, and they said, well, does this offend you? And the Native American guy said, no, actually, I use it to teach my children. And they said, well, Custer fought with Indians, and the Indian said, yes, he did, and that's what I have to teach my children. But that's a reminder. It doesn't matter if it's a good reminder or a bad reminder. It's a reminder, and the children should learn from it. You don't own history, and you don't get to erase it. It happened, and nothing you can do about it is ever going to change it. And getting rid of all these memorials, it's not going to change it. You know, hey, butter is $7 a pound, but at least there's no Indian on it, right?
Yeah,
why'd
exactly.
That little Indian chick have to lose her job?
Or Aunt Jemima. Look at the history.
Yeah,
I
want to
know what Uncle Ben did
man.
Wrong. I want to know how owning a restaurant is not a good thing.
Yeah, or having the best pancake recipe so much that the big company wanted your recipe and your face was all over the bottles and all over the boxes. But now they took her black face and they modernized it. They used her daughter or her granddaughter's face when they replaced the original Aunt Jemima. And then now there's no Aunt Jemima. And her family thought she took care of her family for life by holding on to the royalties to her image. And her family was making money. Her family was doing fine. And isn't that what you're supposed to do? You set up your next generation. You set up your kids. You set up your family. She thought she was doing something for her family. And now her whole family got screwed, not just her. She's dead. But her family and the legacy was living on until somebody got offended seeing her black face on the box. I thought she had a wonderful face.
Well, look what they did to the Washington Redskins. They axed the name and changed it to the Washington Commanders, and the original tribe now wants the name back. They weren't offended by it.
And everybody calls them the Washington Commies. That's the funniest thing.
Well,
yeah, well,
truth.
Amanda, that sounds more intimidating.
The Commies?
No, not Commies. That sounds pretty intimidating, too. But Commanders over Redskins, you know, it's like, well, what, did you conquer them? Would you, Commanders? You know, leave the Indians alone. Leave the black people alone. Leave everybody alone. Live your life. You know, it's not a race. We're all going to end up in the same place.
Hey, did you see Trump up in Atlanta today? Have you discussed that?
Oh, yeah. I saw him at the Chick-fil-A, and all those kids were loving up on him.
Oh, yeah.
They were telling him outright. And did you see the guy in the back? He was standing, like, in the kitchen door, and he was just watching. And he looked kind of shocked that all those kids were so excited to see Trump. They were just beside themselves. They were so happy to see him. And they were throwing love at him left and right. And I really liked it. I appreciated that so much. The kids are smart. They're smarter than some of their parents. You know, when everybody's telling the orange man bad, and these kids are all loving up on him because they know there is no future for them without him. If Biden gets in, we're done. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
It's it. It's over. It was a nice experiment while it lasted. But, you know, we're in the throes of dying right now. The people around the world are laughing at us. We're being taken advantage of left and right. Our borders wide open. Our politicians have lost their ever-loving minds. They don't know which end is up. We have enough laws. You know, we don't need full-time lawmakers. We have plenty of laws. If we need something, we'll call them. Send them home.
Now he wants to give work permits to all these illegals. How's that going to help the black community and the Hispanic community?
It's not.
It ain't.
And the kids. And what about summer jobs and stuff like that? You know, it'll keep the kids off the streets in the summer, and then they can begin their careers. But if they got other people willing to work for less than what is the going rate, then there is no jobs. And that jobs report, they clarified it. They said, well, all those millions of jobs we said we had, well, they're part-time jobs. And it was foreign-born employees that made up the numbers. So, you know, like those guys that died on the bridge, they were illegals. How were they working for the Department of Public Works? You know how? Because they shuffle it. the Department of Public Works gets a grant, and then they hire subcontractors. And the subcontractors hire the illegals. So it's a way around it, so that the Department of Public Works, they didn't hire the illegals, even though the illegals got hired. They just, you know, farmed that out to the subcontractors. So they stay once removed from it. And then if a couple of guys get killed on the bridge, well, you know, who's going to miss them? They're not doing the illegals any favor either.
You know, Daniel Boone's daughter name was Jemima. She was kidnapped by that one Indian tribe that Tecumseh's father was the head of.
Whose father?
Tecumseh, the Indian that
went up to
join on with the British. Pardon me?
Were they Apache?
No, they weren't Apache. I can't think of that. It was Shawnee.
Oh, okay.
They kidnapped her. And they were going through the woods. She was tearing off pieces of her dress and leaving it so they could follow when they came to rescue her.
A smart girl right there.
They built a fort called Boonesboro.
Nice.
And the Shawnee was being supplied by the British with guns and that. And they was getting ready to attack the fort.
Mm.
And Daniel Boone sent a messenger to Virginia and pleaded for the militia to come help him, and they did.
Nice. Yeah, well, you know, truth be told, the Indians weren't angels either.
No. They were human beings, just like everybody else. They killed.
Yeah. And they were all fighting among themselves, too.
And they fought with the British.
Yep. Germans did too. Dehesians.
Germans, them Irish.
Mm-hmm.
You had Irish that went down and fought with the Mexican. They were called the Irish Brigade, St. Patrick's Brigade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, when these people are erasing history, they don't even know what they're erasing. They don't know anything about the history that they're trying to erase. They don't know who the players were. They never picked up a book or read a book. They only know what they were told. You know, like they're all activists. And they're only told as much as they want them to know.
The Germans supplied the Mexicans with weapons, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Russians who blockaded British ships that was trying to supply the Confederacy.
Yeah, the Russians were helping us out. The Russians helped us out a few times. They helped us out in World War II, too, with Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Russians went over to San Francisco, and while they were there, the damn fire started, and he lost about 200 Russians trying to help put the fire out.
Now we keep poking the Russians and poking the Russians. You see that Blinken said, well, Ukraine will be a NATO country. That was Putin's biggest problem. He wanted that buffer between NATO and Russia. He didn't want NATO right on his border because he didn't trust NATO. So we made a deal with them that Ukraine was never going to be in NATO and there would be a buffer. But we kept provoking him and provoking him and provoking him. And we put bio labs on his border. And we set up a nuclear power plant on his border. And we encroached on his gas and his pipelines. And we keep poking him and poking him and poking him. And then all of a sudden it's the Russians that are the bad guys. Putin's no angel either. I'm not saying that. But the one thing that Putin does that our politicians don't do is Putin loves his country. Our politicians just want to benefit off the country. I don't see any real love.
Given the history of Russia, they got a reason to be wary.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, everybody's
no.
tried to conquer him. Look at Napoleon.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what it is? They got gas, they got coal, they got oil. They have fertile ground. They have fresh water. They have glacial water. You know, Russia has a lot of resources. And, you know, the guy wants to just pump his gas and then blow up his gas
yep.
line. You know, that's why he went to Crimea back, because Soros was trying to put gas lines out of Crimea into the European Union. And Putin said, no, those are my gas lines. And they said, no, we're confiscating them. And Putin said, the hell you are. And he went and took over Crimea. And no one did a damn thing to him. They let him do it. Because they knew they weren't going to win that. And then they blew up his pipeline anyhow. You know, Putin says, what do you think I'm an idiot? I'm going to blow up my own pipeline?
Right, exactly.
They blamed him for doing it. And he said, you know, that's really sick. And he's really talking trash about us. And he said that we are terrorists, that we did the terrorist attack. We helped with that terrorist attack that happened in Moscow. You know, we said, oh, boo-hoo, and oh, poor Russia, and we'll do anything, you know, whatever you want us to do, we'll help you. And turns out the United States partially funded that. So, you know, everybody thinks Putin's the bad guy. Well, we're the bad guy, too. There's no virgins in that whorehouse. Everybody's a bad guy. But we're on the brink. If this world doesn't take a step back from that and say, whoa, what are we doing here? Or if the people, I don't know what's all this apathy about. We had a whole revolution over breakfast beverage. And you look around at what's going on and all the stuff that they're pulling on us. And we know it's not right. But everybody feels like they're alone, that they're only one person. Because we're not allowed to talk to each other. We're not allowed to gather. We're not allowed to choose leaders. Because they'll be all over you, warrant or no warrant. You know, you get flagged with an algorithm, and the feds are going to be at your door. Look at that lady that the feds went by her door, and they said, well, that's what they do all day, is they go around and talk to people who make posts on social media, make sure they're not a threat. A threat to who? You know, I saw a video Monday. General Flynn posted it about these military guys. They had like an 8-man extraction team. They had one of the guys in the brig. And it was because he refused the vaccine. And they sent an 8-man extraction team in after him. Are you going to be non-compliant, they said. And the guy said, you know, go to hell. I'm not taking your vaccine. And they pulled that door open, and they went in, and they bundled this guy, and they kept yelling at him, quit resisting, quit resisting. Say it again, Bianchi. You broke up.
Oh, that was me. I accidentally switched the channel on my computer. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to say something. But, yeah, that they went in and took this guy out. And because they sent the whole extraction team. Boy, they were all over him, too. They had him pinned, and the guy was saying he couldn't breathe, and they kept saying, quit resisting. Now, that extraction team, they never should have done that. But they got the military so confused, too. The people who would be free thinkers, they got rid of them. You know, they got rid of this guy, too, the guy that wouldn't take the vaccine. But the ones that went in after him, I'm ashamed of them. Just following orders doesn't cut it. You got to go
that
after
guy,
your...
That guy sued and won.
Did he?
Yes.
He damn well should have. But those other guys, how did they get them to do that? How did they not stand down and say, no, we're not going to go in there after them? That's so, you know, Proof was right when he said that those masks weren't really to stop germs. Those were to show who was being compliant and who wouldn't be. That was an actual visual. Yeah. And the people who weren't being compliant, remember the guy that was just sitting there and the lady mm-hmm. threw the coffee on him? She literally scalded this guy because he wasn't wearing a mask. And she thought it was her place to do that because they had these people so upset thinking that if you didn't wear a mask, you were out there to kill everybody, that you were like a mass murderer. They dehumanize people. So, you know, like when they call you Nazis. Well, Nazis are bad people, and you shouldn't want them. You shouldn't like Nazis, so I guess it's okay to kill them or hassle them or do what you want because they're Nazis.
Right.
You know, never thinking that maybe they're not Nazis, that you don't even know what a freaking Nazi was. You just know that that was the word that somebody else used to label them.
Yeah, Nazi is somebody that, that the liberals don't agree with, and that's all it is.
Yeah. Never knowing what a real Nazi was. But, you know, you just throw that out there and now it's okay to hurt people. That's, you know, and it's okay to go after non-compliant even after you know that the non-compliant people were right. That the vaccine, it wasn't a vaccine. I don't even know why they call it a vaccine. A vaccine is to prevent illness. This didn't prevent anything.
Therapy.
Yeah, that's what they are. Because they're certainly not a vaccine. Polio vaccine was a vaccine. They gave you a little bit of a dead virus. Your body built up an immunity to it, and they've eradicated the disease, at least in America, until recently. But, you know, that's a vaccine. But this vaccine, it's not DNA like people are made out of. It's mRNA. So you're going to turn these people into walking, talking viruses. You're changing their DNA. You're altering them. It does not prevent you from getting COVID. It does not prevent you from spreading COVID. It does not prevent you from dying from COVID. So why they even put COVID in there? It does nothing for COVID. So what's the real reason they want to put this mRNA in people? Certainly not to fight COVID because it doesn't do that. And the people who were resisting were correct. And then all this information comes out that Fauci and the NIH and everybody were all suppressing other scientists. Scientists were trying to speak out. Doctors were trying to speak out. And they got silenced on social media. They got debanked. They got thrown out of their jobs as professors and doctors and scientists. They lost their jobs over it, just trying to tell people, well, maybe Fauci's not 100% right. Maybe, you know, maybe there is more to it. And they wouldn't let you talk about that. And God forbid you tried to talk about it. You lost everything. Why? Why? For a shot that doesn't do what it was supposed to, what, you know, what told people it was going to do.
Well, if Pfizer spends the most money on commercial marketing in the United States, well, that's more important.
Yeah. Yeah, advertising revenue and donations and grants and, yeah. And all the free stuff that they give the doctors and the nurses. Now, the doctors didn't do the research on it. The drug company said, we got this vaccine. You know, start offering it to your patients. The doctors do it.
And they get a bonus if they had like a 92% compliant rate.
My doctor offered
so, Joanne, to and everyone, it's time for our double dose of Mr. Broccoli.
Okay. Well, will you send me your first link? Oh, you did.
I did. So we got to get the wiretap in here.
All right.
In this one, well, it's called Math and Gendering, featuring the wiretap. You'll see what it is. Everyone that's listening to this for the first time, you can watch all of our Broccoli Mans. You could binge watch hundreds of episodes if you go to Rumble and just look up Broccoli Man. So if you're ready, Joanne, I'll count this one down.
I got you. I'm there.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
I can't believe it snowed again. Normally it is 70-something degrees here by now. All these Democrat voters think that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Anyway, it looks like I can go home now and make a quick dinner before bed. Nothing like a good linguine and clams with a side of sautéed broccoli for a reward after working all day fighting globalists. I can't believe Brandon is allowing all these criminals from around the world to come into the United States. Especially ones from Haiti's army that is serving that guy they call barbecue.
Hey, what up, green dude? It's a great night to take you in my 1993 Geo Metro to go to G. Globalist Lair. Fancy meeting you here, sir.
Hey, wiretap. What is it you want this time?
Your green dude, guess what? We just announced we put out the bird flu gene therapy. We have reason to believe that the bird flu will be operational any day now. The whole world will now be getting the bird flu gene therapies. We finna be and is making trillions of dollars and taking away freedoms again, sir.
Do what?
Now we can start exporting these gene therapies fresh from a Wuhan laboratory that the United States taxpayers are still funding even today. This time we have the gene therapies ready to go before the virus is even released in real time. All those delts and nincompoops out there will thank Brandon for getting these gene therapies out so soon. He will look like a bloody hero for forcing that bisonich on all you fools and something that cares, or else you will be going to a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist, we need to make sure all you Trump supporters absolutely cannot vote in this upcoming election.
Why would you want to put all the Trump supporters in FEMA camps?
The green dude. Easy, sir. FEMA camps do not exist.
But you think you will be able to put 100 million people behind bars?
Absolutely, sir. It will be for your safety, sir. And now we can force all you something that cares to put those bloody scams back on that face.
Never.
I was not asking, sir. That is a full-fledged demand. You will be getting that bloody scam on that face right this instant. Even if I has to put that on that face myself. As one of the 99%, you will be listening to our orders.
We are already not complying with COVIDs. Why on earth do you think we will comply with this new bird flu you just invented?
Well, sir, we have to put COVIDs to rest right now. No one is believing us on COVIDs. The gene therapies are no longer selling. So now we have to roll out the red carpet for a brand new disease that we have been working on. All you fuss budgets will now be just lining up to get a brand new gene therapy. And us 1% test will be just laughing all the way to the bank as the 99% perish for taking those mRNA gene therapies.
I don't think that is going to work.
I do think that is going to work. By the way, sir, I need to check you for COVIDs. please drop those dungarees so I can stick the Q-tip from American Gladiators up your bunghole.
You can believe I won't be doing that. Just like you know 2 plus 2 is 4.
Sir, did you just math me green, dude? That was the most racist thing you have told my ear canals since you told me that a Republican can be this black.
You mean Clarence Thomas? Yes, he is black and a conservative. So is Tim Scott.
How dare you, green dude? You are the most racist person on planet Earth. You should know by now that math is racist. And you double down by saying Clarence Thomas and Tim Scott is black. Have you no shame, sir? You just committed a very serious hate crime, sir. Let's take you right to jail post haste. Now come out with your pants down so I can have a look-see at your kumquats.
Please do tell me. How is math racist?
That's easy, sir. You have white privilege because you know how to do math. You know black people cannot do math. So off to jail you go for being racist. You now have 3 cases against yourself, sir.
So if that is the case, how do you know how many fake cases you have against me? Were you just using math, big guy?
That was another big mistake. You just misgendered me, sir. You just proved you are homophobic, sir. My pronouns are all/everyone. Your misgendering me right this instant was more dangerous than 15 solar eclipses and 27 nuclear bombs.
If me calling you what you are, a guy, was that dangerous, then why are we both still standing here? Why are there no mushroom clouds of doom around us?
You should also know by now that you wearing pants, especially blue jeans, is the second biggest cause of climate change. Only behind white supremacy. So in order to protect against climate change, please do provide me your dungarees, your underoos, your blouse, and your bra. I need to search inside your kumquats and your ice cream cone for any machine guns, any hand grenades, or any Bible verses inside your junk. I will make you a deal, sir. If you take off your pantaloons, I shall do same, sir.
Hey, wiretap. I think you just misgendered me. My pronouns are liberty/freedom. Let's go ahead and bring you to jail. I hope you can share a jail cell with Diddy.
Sorry, sir. I did not mean to misgender you, sir. Please do not tell G. Lobist. He hates when I misgender him. Having genders are only for Republican voters. I do not even know what a woman is. Maybe we can work something out, sir. Me love you long time, green dude.
Anyway, I am thinking about stopping for some coffee and then cooking dinner.
Great, sir. Now I has the upper hand again. You keep stepping in it. Coffee is extremely racist, sir. First it was you doing math. Then it was the per choices of words as by saying black people can be this conservative. And now you want to drink coffee? Have you no shame, sir? You need to get those underoos on the ground right next to my person. I need to see if you are hiring any fast food employees making less than $20 an hour inside your ice cream cone, green dude.
Hey, that's great. So how many cases do you have against me now?
I do not know, sir. Math is racist and homophobic. Now I need to check your bunghole for any Tootsie Rolls that might contain garbage, sir.
Hey everyone. Please get educated. Do not let people vote for communists. Stay up to date on all the scams the liberal fake news wants to tell you. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are other shows on the network too. Just check the schedule and find the other shows on Freedomer Radio.
You best not be just telling people to listen to Proof Negative. Whoever listens to Proof Negative is just dolts and fussbudgets that do not think I have the authority to diddle childrens and read X-rated books to them at drag queen story time. You need to eat the bugs and owns nothing while this 1% owns every eating and rule over you worthless chum buckets. Now go watch fake news and show me your nether regions right this instant. We are coming for those children, so you best surrender them to me or else you are fin abuses going to those FEMA camps. That do not exist. How dare you listen to freedomizerradio.com and not take your gene therapies.
That was a good one. I love all this stuff. First of all, with the linguine, with the Italian and broccoli.
He likes his linguine and clams, yeah.
Yep, and broccoli. Yeah, that sounds Italian. And he's going to put 100 million people behind bars. And then, he said he was going to put that scam on Broccoli Dude's face himself.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to have to set up a Tyson fight between them two.
I wish I could.
There's no longer selling the CV therapy, so now they need the bird flu therapy. You're right. The drug company's got to make money again. And did you just math me? And then he says black people can't do math. That's racist. And obviously he's never heard of Charles Payne either, one of the richest black guys. Then he's self-made.
I was trying to throw Thomas Sowell in there, but I want to make sure they stay under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So
they
keep saying,
let's go, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, sir. So he's pronouncing him right there with sir. But then he apologized, and he said, yeah, I mean, love you a long time. But he always calls him green dude. That means man, right?
Yes.
Dude. And you throw in there, you want to surrender the children. That was a pretty good one, Proof. I liked it.
All right. Well, you haven't seen the millennials in a while.
No.
All right, let me give you this one here.
Okay.
I didn't want this to be a lost episode because we missed 3 episodes last week. Not by my own doing, because I was here all 3 days.
Yeah, you were.
All right, so when you're ready.
With you. Yeah, it's just playing its little commercial here. 2 seconds. Okay, I'm ready. It's ready now.
So Jamar's thinking about his future right now in this one, and Mike, of course, is not happy.
Hmm.
All right, so
I'll
count this one down. You ready, Joanne?
I'm ready.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
I was thinking today about some job offers I have been getting after this semester. Delaware University at Muni Beach offered me to come for doctoral studies with some scholarship money player. Or I could work for fake news as an intern. But I don't know if I want to work in fake news anymore.
You really should have went to Fargo University at California Carnival last year. FUCK was an awesome school. You done did mess up. All you would have had to do was get all your gene therapies and you would have had it made.
But the people at the fake news said I could get a job. But if I really want to make it in the industry, I have to do what they say. Kinda like how P. Diddy made all those new rappers do extra freaky dicky stuff to him. I'm not all about the B. I am not doing all kinds of sexual stuff to managers just to get the best jobs, B.
Hey, Jamar. It is just how we all are now. Everyone is trans these days. You're too cisgendered and Republican now to understand that is how the world works. Once you start facing trans, you will see how loving and liberal it is.
I just want to work hard at what I do and do things the right way, Holmes. I have met game and come with skills.
Jamar, people also will not hire you because you are too white. All the good jobs are hiring black Democrats like me.
You need to carry a mirror, B. You need to see that you are not black. You are as white as vanilla ice.
You take that back right now, Jamar. And you best be putting a scab on that face. You're just upset I am more black than you.
Dude, will you stop already with this you are black stuff? I'm black and Puerto Rican. Your parents and grandparents and everyone in your family is white.
Yes, but we all vote Democrat. Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. He says too many racist ish against us black people and the AIDS when I am trying to get pregnant with my birthing partner. This dude has zero riz.
Look, V, if I have to suck someone's ice cream gulgish to get a job, it is not worth it. I do not lick kumquat for money.
You need to do what they say to make it, Jamar. When I got my trans stipend, I had to suck the person's ice cream, go pack their fudge, and put a urine sample in their belly button. Now I get $20,000 every month as long as I'm trans. They sometimes have to come knock on my door and request me to do stuff to them, but dude, I make fast tax.
That's good on you, player, but I don't bounce like Pet B.
Hey, Jamar. I know you follow RFK Jr. Did you like the vice president pick he made?
Actually, no. I like that they are both against mandatory gene therapies. But I do not like anything George Soros does, and there is a lot of George Soros money in her.
We learned in Communism 101 class last week that George Soros is one of this century's greatest philanthropists. He donates a lot of wealth around the world for great causes.
I don't think being a pimp for communism and a one-world government is a great cause for me. Hard pass.
But Jamar, we need communism. Without communism, Trump wins as president. Trump does not want a one-world government. He also does not want to force everyone to get the Lysenko Freedom microchips.
Mike, if you love communism so much, why are you not packing your U-Haul and driving to Cuba? You would be much happier there wallowing in your communism there.
You're just too old, too white, and too Republican to understand how great communism is done. I don't like driving U-Hauls. They burn up too much gas and pollute the air.
Oh, my mistake. You can take a Tesla to drive to Cuba.
It looks like I am going to vote for Trump. I just think he can do something about these illegals. He also is best to stop all the wars and clean up all the crimes going on all in the big cities.
You take that back right now, Jamar. Trump is a white Republican.
Well, Brandon is a white Democrat.
Yes, but Brandon changed Easter to Transgender Day. That is very important to us trans people.
But what about how there is tons of crime now?
You know what is the worst crime of all time? Mean tweets.
But dude, him and his son took a bunch of money from the Ukraine and China. He is getting paid big bucks too to let all the illegals in here.
You don't understand. That's not as bad as Trump. Trump questioned the 2020 election. Plus, Brandon put tampons in the men's rooms. And by the way, you are such a bigot. Those are not illegals. They are undocumented friends of America.
Inflation is out of control and we will not be able to afford houses, B.
You know what else we cannot afford, Jamar? January 6th. You know what else we cannot afford? Systemic whiteness and people having a religion. It is people that have a religion that is ruining our opportunity to have one world government.
When Brandon brings a bucket of fried chicken to a black people's house, that is offensive, player.
You know what the most offensive thing Trump ever did? He made the lowest unemployment rate among black people ever. Maybe some of us don't feel like working. We just want to be left alone to do nothing and collect our money for being trans and black. Us trans black people are happy with our stipends. He will take them away and tell us to work.
So Mike, whatever happened to the black person's stipend you said you were trying to get? Did you finally get that started? What happened? Was there a problem with your black stipend paperwork?
You look here, you something ducker. You need to leave me alone about the state denying my right to get a black people's stipend. They are just too afraid I am going to take too much money from them. I am going to go to court to get my fat tax for being black.
I can't wait to hear about that.
Stopping something ducker. This is stopping something ducker.
That's what I thought.
I told them I am willing to suck everyone's ice cream cones, lick kumquats, pack and eat all the fudge, drink the lemonade. I don't care what they want me to do to get my stipend. That's $5 million a year. Malik gets that ish. I want that ish also.
How about another way to get money? Get a job.
I would do anything for fat tax. But I won't do that. F. I just don't think you understand how important it is to these as a trans. It's too bad you have such hate for me because I'm trying to get pregnant.
Mike, all I am saying is, find me just one man in the world who got pregnant and had a baby with the parts they were born with.
Make seven up yours. You are just upset that the Easter bunnies will now be replaced by popping cherries.
Hey everyone. Please do not let your kids go to Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology. That is where they get woke and go broke.
You take that back. SHIT is a great school.
Anyway. You need to keep up with all the news that matters. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof tells you about all that the globalists are doing to us. You need to get educated. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are other great shows on Freedomizer, just check the schedule. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to stay up on. Freedomizerradio.com.
I would never listen to Proof Negative. He said Michael Robinson Obama should be arrested for mail fraud. He also said he will never wear a dress or do any perverted stuff for money. Proof is definitely not woke and is too cisgendered. Whatever Broccoli Dude says, you know it is not G-Lobalist approved.
I like the way that ended. Proof says he's not going to wear a dress and do anything for money. That was pretty cool. I like that. Yep, J6, whiteness and religion is stopping the world government. And then the lowest unemployment rate for minorities. Yeah, that was racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want a job. He wants his stipend. And poor Mike. He's never going to get his black stipend. Although he's just going to go to court. Watch, there'll be some court that gives him the stipend.
Yeah, I like how I put Broccoli Man trolls him by asking what happened to the paperwork.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and
that's like the third or fourth time
it.
He's asked him that.
He's going to go to court now.
Yeah.
So, well, we only got a few minutes left. That was a really good one. Really, really good one. I like both of them. You're doing good with these things. You're getting a lot of hits
on
those?
We'll see. Jamar might go to Delaware University at Moon Beach, so he might go to DUMB. But it sounds like it's a better school than what was it? The Fordham Institute at California Kernville. So I don't know if FUCK was a better school or not, but he wants to go to DUMB.
Yeah, that's where Sheila Jackson Lee graduated, DUMB. You know,
yeah,
she actually
so the moon
graduated
is just
Yale.
A bunch of gas.
Yeah, what is with her? She graduated Yale. She should know that the moon is solid surface. How are you going to land? Supposedly landed a spaceship on there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you could land a spaceship on gas.
Yeah, but she wants to go to the sun, too. Yeah, in most cases, you really can't go to the sun because it's too warm. Honey, in all cases, you can't go to the sun. Your spaceship will melt before you even get close.
Yeah, well, but if you listen to Hank Johnson, Guam's this close to tipping over.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, you can't let that happen. God forbid. What does he think? It's
hey,
like a
Joanne.
Floating... Yes.
Oh. Scrabble has gone woke. Did you see that?
Say it
the
again.
The game Scrabble?
Oh, yeah. What about it?
It's going woke.
Oh.
They don't want you to get into too much competition, so they made it easier.
Mm. Oh, I don't know
stupid.
Anything about that.
No, I had heard something about it, but they said that they were going to make it a kids' version. I don't know. I like Scrabble. Scrabble it really helps you think. It improves your vocabulary immensely.
That was my favorite game growing up. I haven't played it in a good 10 years, but I still have a board.
Yeah, I like Scrabble. I like Yahtzee, too.
I used to play with two old ladies in their 80s.
Yeah, I bet you they
had
can do words.
Oh, my God, I had so much fun with those ladies.
Yeah, 80-year-old ladies are really smart. They've been hearing words for 80 years. They're going to kick your butt at Scrabble. All right. Well, good night, folks. Good night, Joe. Good night, Bianchi. Good night, Proof. Good night, America. Freedomizers, I love you. See you next week.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. Without you guys, we wouldn't have much of a show if you didn't listen, so thank you for that. I will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It is not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember only... I am...